Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Our next act have been, over the past few years, carving themselves a very impressive place on the British folk scene. Perhaps culminating this year in the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, where they come out as best duo, an accolade very, very well deserved. They are currently appearing at the National Theatre, and I'm sure they will tell you a little bit about that as the show goes on. Of course, I've just introduced them as a duo, and today they appear to be augmented by two other musicians, but I have no doubt that they will explain some of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker.
Thank you. Yes, we've been carving ourselves a niche as the duo that is actually a quartet.
Roses are red and violets are blue, primroses pale on a velvet green hue. Warm summer days by cool waterfalls, like the music we hear, those things will always hold dear, like an old-fashioned waltz. As the moonlight shines star on the Hollywood walk, and the heroine waits for her boat to return, and the violins play from behind garden walls, how I'd love to remain with the silvery frame of an old-fashioned. As they dance round the floor, and there's no one else there, and the world is no more, and there's never a care, by the perfect lagoon where the nightingale calls, where the only moon and the nostalgic roses are red and violets are blue, primroses pale on a velvet green hue, warm summer days by cool waterfalls, like the music we
Thank you. So that was Like an Old Fashioned Waltz. I probably don't need to tell you it was by Sandy Denny. Pretty sure you know your Sandy Denny from your Linda Ronstadt, as do I naturally. This next one is a traditional folk song. It's called Green Grow the Laurels. And of course, there's lots of different versions of this. And in searching for a version to do, I found that in a lot of the versions in the fourth verse, somebody dies, which I felt on this occasion was a step too far. I mean, it's not really a traditional folk song unless somebody dies, but on this occasion it was a bit much. And so in the absence of a fourth verse I liked, I've written my own, which in a way is sort of the beauty of traditional music, that you can rifle through it, chuck out bits you don't like and pop in a verse about texting and the internet. So that's what I've done. And on this occasion, my fourth verse actually slightly lightens the song, which is unusual for me. But of course, it is all relative.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have with us, we are actually a duo, we have with us Anna Jenkins on the viola. And Joe Silverstone on the cello. And all the string parts that they are playing were written by Ben Walker. So for about the last 10 years, I've been trying to write an uplifting, euphoric, anthemic number. It hasn't happened. Not sure it's going to. And this next song is about as far as I've got. It basically explains why I can't write an uplifting, euphoric, anthemic number. That there's essentially something wrong with my brain. That no matter how happy I start off, the words just slide back into misery. It's called Silver Line.
For each pound of joy, there's an ounce of regret. If the sun rises, you know it will set. So I'm taking it down to tuck it away. Saving some sunshine for my rainy day. And I'm trying to find that silver line. It runs through the clouds that collect in my sky.
Thank you. So as Chris said, Ben and I have been in a play at the National Theatre, which is not what we thought we were going to be doing this year. We've got an A-level in drama between us and no experience on the stage whatsoever. But Keris Matthews heard us at the Folk Awards and said that our sound was appropriate for the play. The play is called Our Country's Good, and it's set in the 1800s. She said our sound would be appropriate. 18th century duo with a fresh contemporary edge. So what we didn't know when we agreed to the job was that we would actually make it onto the stage in costume. And at one point, I have to sing a bit of one of our songs, and then I have to run off stage at the sound of a gunshot. And that was all fine until they told me that I had to run off stage holding a lantern, which is a whole new kettle of fish, that one. It's much harder to run off convincingly with a lantern in your hand. I meant to run off scared, and I realised that I just looked like a 12-year-old that had been called in for their dinner. And all the actors took the piss and said, we can get you a little red cape and a basket. So it's been a bit of a steep learning curve, this one, for us. So the next one we're going to play is one of the songs that is actually being used in the show. It's called Mainland. And they've made me adapt the lyrics, because apparently the song that I wrote, not for a play, doesn't quite fit with the play. So I've had to rectify that. Ben actually makes it on stage at one point, right at the end, in his little costume. It's not very different to what he normally wears. Breeches and a flouncy shirt.
Like a ship in the night, she will sail away, but I am the shoreline, always to stay. Gradually worn away, her sirens guiding you on. But I was your port in the storm, the white cliffs of Dover.
So I, like most of last year, I spent a lot of time in between the songs of our set apologising for the melancholic nature of our output. But I don't have to do that anymore because we won a folk award in April, and that officially means I don't have to apologise anymore. This next one is a cover of a Gillian Welch tune, and I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't write this song because it's basically about me. And I think that I would have written it if Gillian hadn't got there first. It's called Dark Turn of Mind. And she's got the melancholy thing all sewn up here.
Some girls are bright as the money,
So after a lot of the shows, people come up to us and they say, it's all very nice, but it's a bit sad. And have you thought of doing one cheerful number? And I've got two things to say to that. Don't be that guy. It's always a guy. Don't be him. Don't come and say that to me. I don't want to hear it. Please, please don't say that to me. And the second one is, yes, I've thought of it, and no, I'm not going to. Thank you. Because at some point, you have to specialise. And Ben and I have decided to specialise in melancholy. And this is some of the best melancholy you will find. They're in various shades, but it's melancholy all the same, and that's what we do. And you wouldn't go into a butcher shop and ask for a turnip. So there will be no cheerful songs here. This next song is a new one of mine. It's called Sweet the Sorrow, and I think I've made my point.
For thorny is the vine, you've had my heart entwined in endless briny seas. The tears you cry for me, but how sweet is the sorrow of my love. My tale may turn the tide, and you just might decide not to leave. Before the final stroke, you set a foot upon the floor, a handle on the door. You were jumping overboard before I thought to leave. You composed an elegy, but how sweet is the sorrow of my love. My tale may turn the tide, and you just might decide not to leave.
Thank you. So as I mentioned, Ben and I won a folk award in April, and we'd actually been asked to play the award ceremony, and so we were really thinking more about that than whether or not we'd win the award, because we were mindful of the fact that we could ruin 6 years' worth of work in 3.5 minutes. That's quite a bit of pressure, that. But luckily we didn't. The song had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and that's all we were contractually obliged to do. I'm going to do that song now with slightly less pressure. I mean, still quite a lot because you're all staring at us, but slightly less because this might not make it on the iPlayer.
As I rode out one midsummer morning, for to view the fields and to take the air down by the banks on the sweet primroses, there I beheld a most lovely fair. I said, fair maid, where are you going? What's the occasion for all your grief? I will make you as happy as any lady if you grant me once more. Stand off, stand off, you are deceitful, you're a force deceiving young man, 'tis plain. It is you that has caused my poor heart to wander and to give me comfort lies all in vain. Some lonesome valley, where no man on earth there shall e'er me find, where the pretty little songbirds do change their voices, and every moment blows blusterous winds. Many is the dark and a cloudy morning, turns out to be a most sunshiny day.
Thanks. So we've just got a couple more songs for you before this barrage of misery is over. The next one is a cover of a piece of Elgar. Don't worry, it's not one of the nationalistic ones. It's a piece he originally wrote for four voices called Us Torrents in Summer. And as Ben refuses to sing, we've rearranged it. Thank you.
as torrents in song have dried in the channels. Suddenly rise, suddenly rise, though the sky is still cloudless, the sky is still. So hearts that are fainting grow full to a flowing, and they that behold it marvel and know not, marvel and know not that God at the fountains far off, far off has been.
Thank you. We just got one more song. Thanks very much for having us. Thanks very much for coming and listening to this misery. We have had Anna Jenkins on the viola. And Joe Silverstone on the cello. Their string parts were arranged and written by Ben Walker. So this is the last song, but if you'd like to take any of this misery home with you, we have got some CDs. I wouldn't recommend putting them on for a party because they do tend to clear a room pretty quickly and you definitely can't dance to it. But if you're on your own with a bottle of red wine and you fancy a good cry, they're pretty good CDs for that. If you've got any friends going through any relationship difficulties, they can make quite a good gift. And then you have all your standard coaster options. So do consider taking a little bit of misery home with you. You never know when you're going to need it. And we'll be over in the signing tent signing those little discs of misery if you want to come and say hi. This is a Jackson C. Frank tune. It's called Milk and Honey. But we like to call it yogurt and granola because we're from down in that fancy London. Thank you.
Golden silver. Yes and no are the answers written in my true love's eyes. Autumn's leaving, winter coming. I think that I'll be moving on. I've got to leave him and find another. I've got to see. Round and round the burning circle, all the seasons 1, 2, and 3, autumn leaves with the winter, spring is born. Gold and silver burnt my autumns, all too soon it fed and died, and then there were no others, milk and honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker. What a fine, fine set that was. Okay. The audience is growing and growing, which is always a good sign. We've got about a 10-minute turnaround, which is just about enough time to get to the loo, but do come back, because the rest of the afternoon in this tent is well worth waiting for. See you in a very few minutes. Thank you.